Who are you going to call? Nobody. Sean's not going to call anybody about this movie.
Okay, oh my God. So Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which again, I've thought this is a stupid name. The original...
You hated it to begin with. I will give you that. I remember you hated it to begin with.
Yeah, yes. The original filming script or the announced script was Ghostbusters Firehouse, which I'm like, weirdly, that's almost better. And it deals with like Ice Age shit or whatever. But my God, this movie is all over the place. I won't get into specifics. We can talk about it when you eventually watch. Do you think you're going to see it soon? Yes. Okay, well, then I'm just going to put a quick pin in it.
Just go ahead, just to say it.
I will not be watching until it streams.
It's a mess.
Okay.
There are too many things going on.
I heard that too. Yep.
There are logical loopholes. Like, I thought, oh, maybe they rushed it to get to the state. Then I found out it was supposed to come out in December, and they pushed it back because of the writer's strike to March. Mm. And this was supposed to be the time for, I think, the next Spider-Man animated film or something. And they pushed that one back.
Is this
back
Robert
further.
Zemeckis' daughter? Or who's
directing? No. Robert Zemeckis. No. This is directed by Gil Keane and the guy who did, like, Monster House. He did a bunch of other. Jason Reitman. It's Reitman. Ivan Reitman.
It's Zemeckis and Reitman. Get those two confused.
But yeah, Ivan Reitman's son, Jason Reitman, directed the first one, but co-wrote it with Gil Keenan. Gil Keenan co-wrote this with Jason Reitman, but he directed this one. And it's just, I walked out legit feeling sick. Mm. It's weird to go, because I went, God damn it, this sucked. It ain't going to make money. Mm. And they're never going to make a third one to fix it because they were trying to, like, build the world out.
These kids are supposed to be the next Ghostbusters, yeah.
Things that I would change, you can. This isn't going to spoil anything for you, Randall, but I would have started it with, you've got another group because it's supposed to be a two-year jump from Afterlife, which, again, Afterlife, I don't think I was a big fan of Afterlife. I still think the girl one was funny. Afterlife is not funny, and this one's barely funny.
Wait, you thought the girl one was funny?
The girl one was funny. That's where
we got
this
already. Girl one was not
that's where
funny.
We got no. We that's where we got Chris Evans.
I know, but.
Being Thor, funny Thor from. So I don't think the bad guy was the problem with the girl one. But anyway, that's neither here nor there because it doesn't fit into this universe.
We've already talked about it
multiple times. So for this one, we get they're in New York, and the scene that I saw right before going to see this at the theater was a clip where. There's like this sewer dragon flying around New York. So they're driving around in the Ecto-1. And then Phoebe, Spengler's granddaughter, goes, I'm going to go bust this ghost. The mom's like, no, you better not. And then she goes out this side door thing. And Paul Rudd's character
the same
goes,
side door thing is in part one. Right.
Right. Yeah. And Paul, which in the cornfield's fine or wheat field or whatever's fine. But then Paul Rudd goes, oh, that was cool. Like, that was cool how she said that. And right away I go, no, it wasn't. And that's irresponsible because you're racing down the street, swerving in and out of traffic, and you're putting a young girl out in this gun
side car. But they did that already. You're talking about irresponsibility in a Ghostbusters movie?
Yeah.
That's a new thing from the last movie. But they're in the desert riding down roads. This is going in and out of traffic in New York. You'll see it when you see it. But it completely, it was like in my strike rule, right?
Are you a dad?
That was strike one.
He's a dad now. Well, no, it's so irresponsible with that girl in that scenario. It's not such a dad now.
You'll see it.
You got the kids.
I'm an uncle. I'm a protective uncle. Yeah. I see the future in danger. And so it was strike one right off the bat.
You're going to ruin it. Don't tell him all the three strikes. You're going
to
ruin the movie.
Well, I want to.
Go ahead, because I'm on it.
The brass in the end is like a big strike. They cut down something for brass, but then everybody keeps using something. It's just, it's garbage.
It's garbage.
It's because they're trying to set up the world. So how I would have done it is I would have had a different team of people. Like, you could still have Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon and like another adult. Like, they have this comedian. I can't think of his name right now. A caster. God, what is his name? But anyway, some British comedian. Like, they could have had those three. And then like Finn Wolfhard, the kid from Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, I just turned 18. I get to
I
be
heard
a Ghostbuster.
Finn Wolfhard, you can pull him out the movie completely and it means nothing.
No, he's just chasing Slimer.
And that sucks because I heard you like he was supposed to be like the new front runner in this. And I saw some reviews that said you can pull him right out of it. And doesn't
he
make
does nothing.
He was screwed in this
And that's
movie.
Why I said, I go, even Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon are barely an entity.
Yeah.
I loved Ray's character now in this. He's kind of like the advisor of the occult. So Kumail Nanjiani, he honestly is the only thing worth, and Patton Oswalt are like the two, because they're big Ghostbuster nerd fans. So their joy comes through. They get to do what Paul Rudd did in the first movie, which is like, I'm in a Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we already saw Paul Rudd do that. Now we need you to be like the fucking husband, dad, whatever character you're going to be. Right. It's just sloppy all over the place. And they're trying to set up, Ernie Hudson's great in it too. Like his whole idea with his whole like group of all this new technology. I would have started off like, hey, this is the new age, you know, Ghostbusters and jetpacks or position on top of buildings. Guide him this way, like Hawkeye, you know, like guide him this way. I've got the trap ready to go on the side of this building. Like, They could have did so many different things. I don't know if it was a budget thing, because it was only budgeted $100 million.
The older Ghostbusters didn't cash in. They actually acted pretty well in this one, at least.
Except, Bill Murray is the only thing that's kind of funny outside of Kumail Nanjiani. Yeah. I feel like at one point he throws something at his face that I think he did in real life, because Kumail Nanjiani doesn't look ready for it, and it looks like it almost poked his eye, which... I don't know. We'll have to see after the fact. Because there's issues.
Sean's just all about no danger in this movie.
He went there as an
OSHA employee. Right? He sat down to unsafe act number one, unsafe act number two, unsafe act number three. Just fuck this movie. I'm out of here. I'll be sitting you guys.
You definitely got to revisit this. I want to go see it now.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting.
The other thing, too, that they said they were trying to go for was they were trying to make like the old cartoon where you had this cool. But it didn't work. Like, I'm like, if you're going to do, like, the cartoon... Because actually...
there's two old cartoons. One good one.
Well, yeah. The real Ghostbusters. Yes. Not Ghostbusters Filmation. Ooh, but real Ghostbusters. The other problem I had was, like, you're setting up all this, like, world-building stuff. There's actually... anything in the library is really good with Dan Aykroyd and the kids and Patton Oswalt. But they kind of set up the idea of things being possessed.
I heard there's a new ghost that they try to make hit and it doesn't hit.
Yeah, Pukey.
Okay, yeah. Is that what that is?
He's supposed to be like the new one. Because they tried that with the last one with the Muncher guy that was like eating stuff and he didn't
stick hit either, right? Yeah.
So that's why they brought back Slimer. But I kind of went, you know what? I go, there is a world where this should work. This should be more movies. Because actually, the very beginning too is produced by Ghost Corps Incorporated or whatever the film production company they're making to make these. So it's like you get this Ghost Corps logo with the ghost symbol before the movie title even comes up. And I'm like, well, that's fucking weird.
Oh, they dedicated a movie, a studio just to make these Ghostbusters
movies? Yeah, just to make them. Kind of like,
and this one they made isn't even that.
Right, because they're like laying all their, counting their chickens before they hatch type of a scenario. Right. Where I'm like, yes, if they can make all these Conjuring movies with all these haunted things and spinoffs.
You can probably do something this
Ghostbusters should do that too.
Yeah.
And it was just like, they kinda dropped every zig and zag, they kind of were making the wrong moves and... It broke my heart. It made me mad. Like, Afterlife's fine, but it's very treacly, very, like, trying to be sweet and sentimental. But it's not funny. And then it's too much of the follow-up to the first movie. Then this one's kind of its own story, which I liked. I liked the stuff with Phoebe Spengler, but it just is all over the fucking place. Mm. It's just not
so Sean funny. Hates kids.
Yeah, and danger.
And danger, so.
Yeah, I had three strikes very easily in this movie, and it made me mad and sad. When I walked out, I felt sick. So that's my warning to anybody listening to this. We'll do we'll reconvene on this when Randall sees it. Maybe Rodney down the line.
When it streams, I'll watch it. I'm going to watch it with my kids. So, when it streams, I'll watch it. Yeah.
So you think it's going to stream early on HBO?
Well, it's not doing one of the movies at all. So I think
it's got first rights for Netflix, and then it goes to Disney, actually, after second rights. So.
We'll see, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's very close to being streaming more than further
away. I mean, it was only $100 million budget. Actually, that's something I meant to bring up to him. Like, you know, make more of these small movies, like they said at the Oscars. Yeah. The guy that did American Fiction, very good movie. Magical Society or American Society of Not Good. It was very disappointing.
American Society of Not Good.
but this one was not good either. I was very disappointed. Okay. But I think I got the popcorn bucket. I didn't get the popcorn bucket.
Oh, you did? You got the Ghostbusters
popcorn bucket. I got the Ghostbusters popcorn bucket.
Because that looked way better than the other one.
I didn't get the sandworm one.
That looked way better than the other one.
It's functional. It's a better decoration. I'll show you after we take the break. So.
Oh, you can take a picture.
All right. So back to work.
What are you going to call? Nobody.
Thanks for completing this course. For more lessons, follow the Film School Janitors on Instagram and Facebook under Film School Janitors and on Twitter under FS Janitors. Please rate and review this podcast where we may have found it, and feel free to email us at filmschooljanitors@gmail.com. Now get back to your studies.